Now, as you may have heard earlier, house and apartment prices rose by 8.6% across the country in the year to the end of June. That's according to new data from the Central Statistics Office. This news comes as estate agents increased their forecast for house price growth for the coming 12 months. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, is here. Will, let's look first of all at those figures for the year to the end of June. We're looking at a really steep increase. Will you bring us through the figures?
Yeah, it certainly is big, Rachel, and it isn't great news for anyone trying to get on the property ladder or climb it anytime soon. As you say, the headline figure is a national 8.6% increase in prices over the year to the end of June. That's up from 8.5% in May, so not a massive change, I suppose, on an annual basis, but it is still the highest rate of inflation we've had since October of 2022, when we were coming out of the pandemic and there was huge pent-up demand. And when you look at the month-on-month data, you see that in June, prices rose by 0.7% compared to 0.4% in May and also in April. So there's a very definite upward trend there now in prices that's been going on for several months now. And remember, in July of last year, the annual rate of home price inflation was actually running at just 1.7%. So there's been a big increase over the course of the year. And all the experts are saying that that continues to be the result of just one big factor. Supply is limited, demand is very strong, and supply of second-hand homes in particular has fallen. And it all means that nationally that the average price of a home is now €337,500 and that prices are now 10.8% above their highest level at the peak of the property boom in April 2007.
Talk to us then about the situation around the country. Regionally, what's the picture?
Yeah, as always, there's been quite a bit of regional variation. In Dublin, prices over the year to June rose by 9.3%. Outside Dublin, they are up by 8.2%. And that's quite the reversal, considering that a year ago, prices in Dublin were actually falling by 1-2%, while outside Dublin they were growing relatively strongly. So clearly the dynamics in the Dublin market have changed over the last year. When it comes to actual prices, the lowest median price for a home was €169,000 in Longford, while the highest median price was €630,000. That was in Dunleary Rathdown in County Dublin. The price of houses rather than apartments in Dublin were up 10% over the year, while outside the capital they were up 8%. But looking at apartments, prices in Dublin were 6.6% higher over the year, and outside the capital they were 10% higher. And when it comes to the volume of transactions, the CSO said that just over 3,500 dwellings changed hands in June. That was down 11.5% compared to the same month last year. That's obviously a function of the elevated prices and interest rates being high too.
That's what has been happening over the past 12 months. Now, a survey of estate agents was published earlier in the day. What are they saying about the months ahead?
Yeah, in its latest analysis, the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland is forecasting home prices will increase by 4.5% over the next year, and that's up from a forecast of 1% which they issued only back in January. And when you consider the backdrop of supply and demand, I suppose that revision is not surprising. But nearly half of estate agents said supply shortages were the main cause of the increasing prices. Three quarters are now reporting low available housing stock levels on their books, and interestingly around 4 in every 5 agents said they considered residential property prices now to be expensive or very expensive. All of this now, of course, is impacting affordability, as you'd expect. The surveyors looked at 5 locations around the country outside of Dublin, and they found that in 4 of them, a typical first-time buyer couple earning €107,000 a year combined, who had their 10% deposit, would not be able to afford an average new 3-bed semi, and that the affordability gap ranged from €8,000 in Galway right up to €78,000 in Wicklow, although it should be said that their calculations are based on the couple borrowing 3.5 times their salary, when the Central Bank limits is actually 4 times. But nonetheless, it's clear that the situation is very difficult for many people trying to get on the property ladder.
Will, many thanks for that. Our business editor, Will Goodbody, there.